Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our new friend who is about to join us, ladies and gentlemen. Ornella Gross is our new friend. She's the author of Moneylicious, a financial clue for Generation Y. Ornella is a retirement planner for the Teachers Retirement System of Georgia. And she holds a number of securities licenses, some of which I share that in common with her. And she's here to talk to us about getting a clue about our finances, especially for the younger generations, of which she is one. Ornella Gross, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show again.
Good to have you here. I think it's important to point out to the audience that you're still a whippersnapper, aren't you?
I am, and I don't mind giving out my age. I am close to 30, as my friends like to say, but I am 28.
That's going to come to a screeching halt real quick, Ornella. I'm going to estimate in about 16 months, you're going to quit saying stuff like that. But that's okay. It's refreshing to hear you say that. But I think it is important though that we talk about your age, mm-hmm. because you are in the generation. You're a member of the Y generation. You're kind of on near the leading edge of the Y generation, aren't you?
Yes, I am part of the older cohort of this group.
Yeah.
Late 20s, early 30s.
Older Gen Y, though, is a little incongruous, sort of like jumbo shrimp. You know, it's kind of, you know, the older Gen Y doesn't sound exactly right. So, but now, why do you think that your generation needs help with their financial stuff?
Well, here's the thing. Most of Generation Y has been imbued with a platinum platter of idealism, and that's what I call it, a platinum platter of idealism. It's not gold, it's not silver, it's platinum.
Is that sort of like everybody gets a trophy even if we didn't win?
Exactly, and that's exactly what I was insinuating, is that it's that. It's also you can be anything you want to be. And insinuating such a high self-esteem without teaching them the adversity that comes along with trying to obtain your goals, the failures that you might come across, the hard work mm-hmm. that's attributed to success and that gives success, that's, you know, it's sweet taste when you finally achieve it.
Right.
They've just been given, unfortunately, the trophies. And I know, because I was part of that group. And
you
I
were given those same things, weren't you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You were given those same things.
Absolutely. I mean, if you ask the majority of Generation Y, how was their life? It wasn't that difficult compared to those who really had to struggle.
But how have you come up with this different perspective than your peers that you're talking about?
A lot of it has to do with my upbringing. My parents were hardworking, and they still are. They are in their 60s, very hardworking. And they've instilled in us that you can't have anything that you want. Of course, we were given the things that we needed, but again, we didn't get everything that we mm-hmm. wanted. Other things had to been worked for, or you just had to wait and see if you still needed it. It wasn't just given to us that easily.
Right. And so you think that's unique in your generation?
It is somewhat unique because most of Generation Y, they are driven by instant gratification. Even with a job, a lot of them don't have the patience to sit through a job long enough because they're not moving up. And that's the trick with Generation Y, is that in order to manage them, they have to feel appreciated. Otherwise, they'll just leave.
Constant feedback, constant pep talking, bragging on them, that kind of thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
What about accepting responsibility for their actions? How do you think Gen Y does in that area? Like if they make a mistake or something like that, and somebody just not maybe somebody doesn't fuss at them or anything, or maybe they do, maybe they get yelled at or something. But how does your generation deal with that sort of thing?
Generation Y can handle it. It kind of goes back to.
Did you say they can or they can't?
They can. Some of them can handle it.
I got you.
This part actually differs depending on someone's upbringing.
Uh-huh.
If it's done in a constructive way, yes, they can handle the constructive criticism. But if it's just, you're not doing this right, and there's no feedback on how to improve,
right.
Then, of course, they feel belittled.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the opposite of a trophy, right?
That is the opposite of a trophy. It's different when you try and you're given
right.
a trophy. Here, if you try and you don't accomplish the goal you need to accomplish in your work field or
right.
whatever it is that you're looking to do, then, you know, they kind of need to have the feedback, the little, like you said, the pep talk.
When you talk,
it's not all.
When you talk about these things with your peers, your age peers, do they push back on you on this, or do they admit that you're right?
They actually admit that I'm right, and it's just the way you have to approach them. It's not saying, oh, you're doing this wrong or doing that wrong. You have to approach it in a certain way. You know, they might want to see it more this way if you try this way. Or, for instance, even when it comes to finding a job right now, that's a big issue for a lot of us.
Right.
It's very competitive.
That's financial strategy one, isn't it? Get a job.
That is. And even if you're a student, though, in college and you're getting financial aid, even the financial aid money or however you're funding your college education, you still want to apply the same rules I apply in the book and Moneylicious, in following your money, make sure you don't overspend, make sure you have money saved up for this or for that, especially when you have college expenses.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of student loans out there right now, aren't there?
There are, and it's a high amount of student loans through the research I've been seeing that's ever been before. And, of course, you know, college tuition goes up.
It's high,
because
yeah.
there's a recession mm-hmm. doesn't mean it doesn't go up.
Right.
Keep increasing.
Well, what do you think it is about Generation Y that caused you to think that you needed to write this book for them?
Here's the main thing. Working in the financial industry, I have worked in it for about 6 years now. And one thing I've realized is that if you don't have enough investable assets, such as $250,000 to invest, you are not going to get the financial advice that you needed.
Right.
And that, unfortunately, is just how the industry is. It's,
yep.
it's not a bad
yep.
thing. It's just that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I I did get frustrated with that because I thought, you know, if I'm not in this industry, I wouldn't have learned the things that I've learned and then some, much more.
Mm-hmm.
And being a critical thinker that I am, I don't find everything in the industry to be the right way. So I take a very even-handed, witty approach when I had written the book Moneylicious. And in there, I describe exactly what investing is and how to do it.
And when we
even
come back after these
insurance.
Messages, I'm going to get Ornella Gross to provide you with some of those words of wisdom about investing, especially for the younger generation. And I think some of us older whippersnappers can probably learn something from Ornella, too. We'll do that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.